I decided to throw my hat in the ring for Ministers' Council, which is the newest arm of leadership that kind of got left out of what they're calling the ODM. It's the Organization and Design Model, ODM, Organizational Design Model. Somehow we had a laity council, we had a practitioner council, and they forgot about the ministers. Isn't that funny? So now they've created a ministers council, and I threw my hat in the ring to participate, and I got voted in. Thank you. And the truth is, I sat at the table with complete comfort. I realized I had a seat at the table. I was not ready, not one moment before now. There was not one moment before now could I have sat at that table and taken on the cloak of that responsibility. Not one moment before now. It's just like when Reverend Joel came to play it in our organization and be around us all the time. And, you know, he had a reputation, and Reverend Gold had a reputation, and they grew this big ministry, and you come and, you know, I'm loving you, except I'm wondering, why are you hanging out here? It's the truth. Like, why are you here? You know, why are you here in this little tiny place when you had this big arena to play in? And so part of me had to grow to accept that possibility until I realized I didn't just accept the possibility, I generated it. Because form follows. And that, So the thought, somewhere in that thought, there had to be a level of acceptance of my I am-ness. Because otherwise, I don't think he'd play here. So I have to keep remembering that the change came out of a choice to be more. And that was one of the things that our illustrious spiritual community leader, Dr. Ken Gordon, reminded us. Be in the beingness. That we're each here to get to our beingness. We're here to embrace that place inside of us where we totally do this dance in the oneness, in the light, in the full realization of love. That we are here to move and to be fully orbed as love. And I implore you, can somebody get me water? Is that possible? I implore those of you who are currently not in classes to get into classes if this vocabulary is not natural. If you are not naturally affirmative and naturally speaking with language that's very positive, if you are not speaking with a language that affirms you and grows you on a regular basis, you're not either in class or in the material enough. Even in the material, and Holmes is not your easiest read. I get it. Some people come in, they say, I read the book all the way through. I'm like, you did? I don't think I've ever read it all the way through from beginning to end. But I do have students that have. And so I implore you to get yourself in that language. Joel, thank you so much. Oh. Because as form follows thought, the other part of that, it follows your speak. Because it is through speaking that you get to hear and recognize where you are at. Right? You can catch your own limitations sometimes by listening to yourself. You ever do that? You have something come out of your mouth and you go, oof. And my old teacher, she called that a sock, a state of consciousness. And so we would play with each other. We'd say, oh, your sock is showing. You know, if you say something like, oh, I don't have enough money. Ooh, that's a state of consciousness. And let me give you something for that. There are sometimes you might want something that's more than what's in the checkbook at the moment. Can you get enough in your checkbook? Absolutely. But there's a way of referencing it that's better. And that is, it's just not in your budget at the moment. Because there's no judgment there. There's no feeling bad about yourself there. It's just not in your budget. However, my budget is growing. And then that's what you get to do. This was on the Field Web. I think yesterday, the ministers, we have a ministers Yahoo group or Gmail group, Google group, I guess. And this is an excerpt from the reading from the Hopi Nation, the elders of the Hopi Nation. And every time I read something that comes out of that movement, I'm always touched. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for your leader. This time could be good time. Know that there is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid, who will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel that they are being torn apart and will suffer greatly. Know that the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, and keep your eyes open and our heads above the water. And I say, see who is there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally. Hear that. This is from a whole different source. We are to take nothing personally. Least of all, ourselves. For the moment we do, our spiritual growth and journey come to a halt. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and from your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. For we are the ones that we have been waiting for. The Hopi Nation. The message is clear. It's coming from many directions that this is a new time. We've known it. I almost want to apologize to the entire world for all of the antics over December 21st, 2012. I'm so glad I didn't get on board with having to warn anybody against anything. But it is a new time, and it is a new energy, and it is a new consciousness. And you and I are part of not the effect of that consciousness, I have news for you. But if you're in this room, you are part of the cause of that consciousness. You are part of the thought that is creating the form. You are part of the new listening, the new vocabulary, the new possibility. And as I can see it, it's all about love. It's about willing to love in a way that we haven't loved. It's about willing to love beyond our limitations, beyond our separation. One of the other incredibly beautiful things about Vancouver is the diversity of people. What a beautiful, diverse community they have up there. Just lovely. You never knew who you were going to run into. All different languages, all different shades of colors. It was truly a beautiful experience. But love permeated, especially that hotel, especially that week, because we were in the building. And that happens whenever we go somewhere collectively, we infect the whole vibration of the place. You can feel it. And then what starts to happen, if you don't have your name tag on, I'm not even sure, are you with the conference? I don't know, but suddenly I'm being more friendly. And then people are getting touched by that vibration. If we are going to create a world that works for everyone, which is what we are looking at in this organization, it's going to happen because you go home and you're nice to your neighbor or to your boss. And you're going to not worry about the trite, ridiculous, stupid, whiny stuff that goes on in your own mind. And my mind too. You're going to give more voice to possibility and more voice to your self-acceptance and more voice to love than you do to anything else. And when you put your attention on your intention to be more, more is what you get. And that does not imply that you're not enough now. That means more of who you are, the more of your enoughness. I know that that's not proper English, but you know what I mean. Huh? It is now. Okay. It's the celebrating the enough, celebrating the I accept. And so I'm going to teach you a funny thing. For those of you who have been classes, who are in classes, or if you've ever been in a class, you know what the teaching symbol is, right? In the back of the book, the metaphysical chart, you look at it and you go, what is that? You know, even as a minister, I look at the metaphysical chart, I'm like, really? Very confusing. But in the back of the textbook, for those of you who haven't had your hands in the textbook, I'll just show you very quickly the metaphysical charts. And you'll understand it as little as I do right away. I got the whole concordance in here. Where are you? Come on, metaphysical charts. They're so weird. They put them in the textbook. They don't even give them page numbers. Why would you skip these? This is what the metaphysical chart looks like. I'm going to do this real quick. So you just get this symbol. All right, looks like a V with two lines around it. Everybody see it? Kind of, sort of. All right, I'm coming down. I'm coming. Those of you guys, you better in my class, you better know what this looks like. Okay? All right? That's a metaphysical chart. And there's a number of them with different explanations about what they are in the back of the book. So we have this minister who is a total hoot. He is an absolute hoot. His name is Joe Hooper. And he's great, and he's quite accomplished, and it's just wonderful. So he taught us, every year he gives us a new symbol. So I'm giving this to you. And you got to have a little bit of attitude. You ready for a little bit of attitude? Okay? So what you're going to do from now on, when you say something powerful, this is what you're going to do. Because the V, okay, and stay with me for one more second, because that V symbolizes opening up to the all that is, the everything, the undifferentiated stuff, I think as Wallace Wattles calls it, the undifferentiated stuff. I love that. Basically, he's talking about God, but let's not tell anybody. Okay? So the undifferentiated stuff. And so you, here, if you imagine yourself as the V, and then what happens is you proclaim something, that I am a child of the universe, and all that is good and ever will be good is happening in, through, and as my life. So what happens is undifferentiated stuff has now been down invited to come down, move through me and my beingness. Now somewhere in here, I don't know where it exists, but there's this thing called the creative medium. It is like the factory. It's the law that acts upon the spoken word. So I declare my word, this creative medium acts on what I've spoken, and then it familiarizes itself in my being from thought to form. So that V is a way of saying open to all that is, and then it becomes the body of your experience. So with that V, this is what you're going to do. You're going to say something good about yourself. So let's say something now. Like, let's just do it easy. I am rich. So now you're going to take your hand, you're going to go, because we usually say, and so it is, you're going to carry down the V like this. Go ahead. Come on, pick your hands up. One side of the V, up the other side of the V, and you're going to go. Right? And so it is. Come on. And so it is. It's good to have fun. Fun is good. But imagine being somewhere alone. You're going to just say something wonderful. You're going to go, and so it is. That's fun. Good. Laughter is good. It's part of the creative energy. You're never going to forget that now, are you? You're always going to remember, and so it is in a different way. Oh. You were born of love. You will leave on the wings of love, and that's the truth. I have had the good blessing, oddly as it sounds, to be with a number of people as they have left this life form. And I've always brought love into the room. And usually always love is in the room. Because it's who you are. You can't be other than what you are, except where you have resisted or put an objection to your own love. You are love itself. And so one of the things I do want to mention as I'm saying this is I just want you to join me in offering a blessing to for Francis, whose father, it's his birthday tomorrow, and he passed, how long ago? A day after Christmas. And tomorrow's his birthday, so we just want to speak the name of Nicholas Camilleri into the room. And so if any of you have even said goodbye to anyone in the recent past, maybe you just want to whisper the name into the room right now. So let's honor those beings who are still walking. In some fashion, they're still with us, their legacy, their energy, their love, their influence, their inspiration. You make up however that looks like. I don't really care. I'm not attached to it. But somewhere who they are still is. Because energy cannot be created or destroyed. Energy is. Love cannot be created or destroyed. Love is. And so as we embrace that allness and we embrace the love that we are, we get to continue being in love with these individuals, even though they're not in this form at this moment. So if you will, take the hand of someone and let's seal this. Let's seal this in prayer. Yes, Jerry, I'm glad you got up out of your seat. Come on, Jerry, come. You did. Connect, connect, connect. Take a breath, please, with me. Exhale it. Take one more breath. Exhale. Let's feel the love in the room. Oh, Mother, Father, love. Let us be totally surrounded in this moment. Let us be surrounded, inspired, and informed by love itself. Let us make room by saying yes, whether it's silent or not, to speak a yes that says I accept and I allow my good and my greater good. I allow this for my community. I allow it for my family. That on this day I choose to be the consciousness of love, the action of love, the language of love. I choose to make love more important than my complaints. I choose to make love more important than my judgment, more important than my whining. Because I know in the end, I will return to love because love is what I came from. But now I choose to be love in all of its iterations. In all of these moments, I am so grateful for how love shows up within this community. I am so grateful how love shows up in our leadership body, in our members, in our music team, in our practitioners, in our laity, in our children. I am so grateful for love in all of its forms. I'm grateful that this community exists. And I'm thankful for all of you as you allow us to prosper and keep us here. And so from the whisperings of a child to the tinkling of the piano, every vibration is a vibration of love. I take this knowing into my heart and I allow it to be so. And in the most gentle way, I ask you to affirm this word with me by saying, and so it is. Go ahead. Thank you.